Well, this year is more of a typical winter, what we traditionally see around here. The moose have descended from the mountains due to deep snow and have come down to the wintering grounds. They're spread out throughout the lowlands, moving down to river systems, and as a result, they are all dispersed along the road system, and so that creates its own sort of issues as well.
Well, how are we doing in regards to our numbers this year?
So this year we're slightly above normal. We're kind of on a track that we were on last year. As of this week, we're at 292. The average for about this time of year is about 248. And in the Talkeetna area, in the 14B area, we usually see about 10% of the road collisions are allocated in that area. So we're probably looking at the low 30s in the stretch from Willow to Talkeetna.
Okay. And you guys have any special studies or things that you're doing right now?
Yeah, we actually started a moose vehicle collision study. We have a graduate student working on a project where he investigates moose roadkill sites and tries to evaluate the variables that might have led to that collision. In concert with that, we're also, the department's distributing moose collars, GPS collars on 60 moose throughout 14A and some areas of 14B to look at how moose are using the landscape as the landscape continues to get developed.
Interesting. Well, that'll be neat to see what kind of results you get from that study. Now, what would be some driving tips you would have for people traveling the highways?
Well, the first thing is to stay alert and be vigilant. Moose on the side of the road are sometimes hard to see when we have increasing daylight like we have now. At least the morning commutes and the evening commutes are a little bit brighter. But we ask people to be alert and deliberately and continuously look and scan the roadsides as you're driving. And stay tuned, because oftentimes cow moose and other moose are accompanied by other moose along the roadways. So as one passes in front of your car, there very likely is going to be another one.
Yeah, well, how about, that's great advice. And how about people with their dogs? It seems like there's always a story of someone having a problem with their dog.
Yeah, so, with the increasing daylight and with the exception of today, the warming temperatures, more and more people are recreating in the backcountry. Moose basically have a cone of comfort. It's individual to each moose, but it's a comfort zone, and it's hard to predict what that comfort zone is. And so we encourage backcountry travelers or even front country travelers to maintain control of your dog at all times to prevent any encounters with moose and dogs. You know, moving moose around in the winter and harassing them, whether inadvertently or inadvertently, can actually make or break a moose this time of year. So in the backcountry, we encourage folks to give moose a good distance, to keep their animals leashed, certainly in those conditions when those encounters are where there's the potential for those encounters. And to not be afraid to change your direction. If you're headed down a trail and a moose is not going to leave the trail, with these deep snow conditions, they're likely going to be stubborn. And so making alternative plans is certainly warranted. One thing that we get reports of oftentimes is residents letting their dog out to do their duty in the backyard. Oftentimes a dog is let out into a dark backyard and there happens to be a moose out there. And then it turns into a dangerous situation for mostly for the dog. So we encourage residents, before letting your dog out, just to turn on some outside lights and give a scan for the safety of the dog. Make sure that you're not letting your dog out into a dangerous situation, an unexpected moose.
Well, that's very good advice. Turning the lights on is, often not what you feel like doing when you're sleepy in the night, but that's a good tip.
Yeah.
With that advice, we hope that all of the listeners and snow machiners as well. Do you want to touch base a little bit about that too?
Yeah, snow machiners elicit different responses than skiers and some human-powered activities in the backcountry. Typically, moose tend to run from snow machines. They're fast-moving objects. They can be very loud. And again, going back to the deep snow winters, when we have deep snow winters like this year, this time of the year is really the most critical point of the year for moose survival, and making it through this portion of the winter can either make or break a moose survival. So, keep your distance. Obviously snow machines can inadvertently harass, but just be aware of your surroundings and the potential consequences of your actions.
For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.